Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. This is the place to come when you want your English to improve. My name is Rebecca. Now, yesterday we learned that Deer was in danger, but her friends helped to rescue her. During the rescue, Turtle gets captured. Oh no, what will his friends do? Will Turtle be okay? Now today's lesson is called The Magic of Friendship. And the question I have for you is, who cut the ropes off Turtle's feet? Wait, does that mean Turtle's going to be okay? Who knows? I guess we're going to have to get started with our lesson to find out. So let's go!
The Magic of Friendship. Crow knew what he had to do. He flew ahead of the hunter and landed on Deer's head. The hunter observed Deer. He put Turtle down to go and get the deer. As quickly as the hunter left Turtle, Mouse ran up and cut the ropes off Turtle's feet. Turtle and Mouse ducked off the path to hide in the forest. Crow flew away. Deer got up and ran as fast as she could to escape the hunter.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 observe 这个动词 ,serv 这个字根有保留的意思，所以 observe 是指观察或检视。例如 ,the psychologist observed the patient's reactions in different situations. 这个心理学家观察这个病人在不同情况下的反应。或者是 ,to be a good actor, you need to spend time observing people's behavior. 要当一位好的演员你得花时间观察人们的行为。Observe 也指遵守或奉行。例如 ,everyone should observe the traffic rules to stay safe. 每个人都应该遵守交通规则来保护大家的安全。接下来我们看的是 duck 这个动词。duck 当名词是指鸭子，但是当动词是指快速的躲起来。例如 ,the thief ducked into the crowd so he wouldn't be noticed. 这个小偷快速的躲进人群里，这样才不会被发现。或者是 Todd ducked behind a bush so his brother wouldn't be able to find him. 他躲到树丛后面，这样哥哥就找不到他。duck 也指突然低头或弯腰来闪避。例如 ,he ducked his head so he wouldn't hit the door frame. 他快速的低下头才不会撞到门框。
So this next section gets pretty intense. We read, Crow knew what he had to do. Let's pause for just a moment and let's talk about that phrase, to know what one has to do. When can you use this phrase? Well,You use this phrase when you have a difficult decision that you need to make, but in your heart, you know what you really need to do.
And this is important to remember because there are so many times in life where we know the good that we should do in someone else's life. Sometimes we ignore those feelings, but friends, don't ignore those feelings. If we know what good thing we should do, we should do it. For example,The firefighter saw something move in the second floor of the house. Mm-hmm. He was on the first floor, but he knew what he had to do. He had to go up and try to rescue whatever it was that was up there.
Ah, that's an excellent example.
Thanks.
Well, we're talking about Crow and how he knows what he needs to do. He flew ahead of the hunter and landed on Deer's head. Huh. I wonder why he would do that.
Yeah, what's Crow up to anyway? Well, the hunter saw this, or our lesson said, the hunter observed deer. Observe is a verb. What is the noun form?
Oh, you're thinking of the word observation.
Yes.
So it sounds like the hunter made an observation. Now, what's an observation? This is just when you noticed something, or you notice something.
So for example, we could say that Sherlock Holmes has very good observation skills or observational skills. He's a detective and he notices a lot of small details, right? Or perhaps your friend gets a haircut, and it's really not that different from before, but you notice, and you say, hey, nice haircut. He might say, well, nice observation. You noticed.
Right. So here's a recap of the story so far. We have Crow. Crow lands on deer's head. The hunter makes an observation. I guess the hunter noticed the bird on deer's head, right? So what does he do? He put Turtle down to go and get the deer.
And as quickly as the hunter left Turtle, Mouse ran up and cut the ropes off of Turtle's feet. And yes, right over here we see the answer to Rebecca's question, which is...
Mouse cut the ropes off Turtle's feet. So that was in answer to the question, who cut the ropes off Turtle's feet? Now you know.
Well, thank God for Mouse.
Oh, yes. What would Deer do without Mouse?
And what would Turtle do
without Mouse?
What would all these animals do without Mouse? And Crow.
They're here to save the day. Okay, well, let's continue on. Don't get too excited now. Turtle and Mouse ducked off the path to hide in the forest.
Now, hold on a second. Duck? So they found... Now, we have four animals here today. We've got Crow, Mouse, Turtle, and Deer, and now we've got a duck.
Oh, no. There's no duck.
Yeah, there's a duck on the path.
Right.
Well, there's a duck off the path.
No, Gabe. Listen. This is a verb. To duck somewhere, meaning that they left the path as fast as they could to hide.
Right. All right. Michelle did talk about that. Silly me. That's right. Sometimes you duck, you kind of go like this. You hunch your shoulders a little bit so that people can't see you.
Yeah. So they ducked off the path to hide in the forest. Crow flew away. Deer got up and ran as fast as she could to escape the hunter. So what's going on here? The hunter is trying to observe deer.
Mm-hmm.
And
then there's some people ducking.
People are ducking, and then I guess Crow flies away and deer gets up.
Yes, so it seems like everybody is escaping, right? So Crow flew away. Now Turtle has no more ropes on his feet because of Mouse. Thank you, Mouse. And Deer got up, probably ran away swiftly from the hunter to escape the hunter. But earlier, I really admire what Deer did because it seems like, remember at the end of yesterday's lesson, Rebecca?
Oh, that's right.
She was playing dead.
Right.
Right. And so it seems like she was laying down her life for her friends. Am I wrong? Am I right?
You are right.
What, is this story funny or something?
Very heroic.
Okay, so Deer is very heroic. Would you mind being heroic now and talking about this phrase? Help me out a little bit.
To lay one's life down for.
Yes.
You know, the reason why it's funny, because these are animals.
Oh, right.
And I don't really think of animals laying their lives down for one another, right? But that's what Deer's doing. Okay, so what does this phrase mean?
Yes, you're right, Rebecca. Usually we use this phrase to talk about people. Someone might lay down their life for somebody else, which means...
Well, basically, you're willing to give up your life for somebody else. And that's what Jesus did, right? He laid down his life for us so that we could live.
That's right. He said, a good friend, someone will lay down their life. He will lay down his life for his friends. And you're his friends if you do what he commands. So he laid down his life. He actually gave up his life. He died for us. But other people do as well, like soldiers in war. Often that's what people say when they're talking about soldiers who died in war. They laid down their lives, or they gave up their lives for their country.
Exactly. Well, friends, we have more to talk about, but right now let's learn something new in the
InfoCloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. We have talked about the difference between friend and acquaintance, and today we want to discuss other kinds of friends.
Wow. I really didn't think too much about the different kinds of friends we can have until recently. When we know someone for a long, long time, And the friendship is almost like a family relationship. We can call that person brother.
That's very interesting. I know in Eastern cultures we call friends brothers and sisters more often than we do in the West.
That's right. For example, the Chinese and Koreans call people who are older brother or sister as a sign of respect and sometimes to deepen the friendship.
In the West, this type of phrasing is usually found in churches. People who share the same Christian beliefs may refer to each other as brother or sister. Some minority communities in the United States also call their close friends brother or sister rather than using their names.
Furthermore, there's another word we can use for a very special kind of friend, comrade. This is a friend who helps us fight for a belief or a common cause, or simply someone who shares the same activities and interests as us.
Typically, though, when we use the word comrade, it usually refers to a very serious kind of friendship, like the friendship you have with people who fight alongside you in a battle.
我们都知道朋友分很多种。当我们用英文称呼一个人 brother 或 sister 的时候，通常是指一些跟你亲的像家人一样的朋友。不过要注意的是，虽然在中文我们会称呼年纪比你大几岁的人哥或姐，但是在英文通常不会这样用，要不然那个人可能会觉得你很奇怪。还有另外一个字 comrade 可以用来形容跟你一起为了伟大的志向而奋斗的朋友，通常是为了一个更高的理想，你会有一些 comrade 同志或生死之交。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. So Turtle is in danger. Still, ropes are tied around his feet, and his three friends are trying really hard to rescue him.Is the rescue going to work? Are his friends going to succeed in rescuing Turtle? Well, let's find out now.
The Magic of Friendship. The four friends met later at the lake to drink water together and to tell their other friends about the narrow escape. The hunter went back to get Turtle,But he found him gone. There is magic at work here, he said to himself. Then he dashed out of the forest to never come back again. There was magic in the forest that day. That magic is called friendship. May you always be blessed with the magic that comes from having good friends.
Alright, 接下来我们看 narrow escape 这个名词。第一天的课文中也有 escape 这个字，当时是当动词，意思是指逃脱或逃离。例如 ,we went to our cabin by the lake to escape the noisy city life. 我们去到湖边的小屋逃离吵杂的都市生活。今天的 escape 是当名词，所以 narrow escape 就是指死里逃生。例如 ,the driver and the passengers got out of the burning vehicle in time,But it was a narrow escape. 驾驶和乘客都及时逃出燃烧中的车子，不过真的是死里逃生。最后我们看的是 dash 这个动词。dash 是指冲、急冲或者是快速的跑，它是一个不及物动词。例如 ,the students dashed out of the classroom once the doorbell rang. 铃声一响，学生们就冲出教室了。或者是 ,I've been dashing around all day doing my errands. 我今天一整天都因为要办一些琐事到处冲来冲去的。或者是 a boy suddenly dashed across the road, stunning all the drivers. 一个男孩突然冲过街，把所有的驾驶都吓了一跳。And now let's get back to our teachers. Well, we read, the four friends met later at the lake to drink water together and to tell their friends about the narrow escape.
So these four friends escaped narrowly. That was a very close call, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Now, Michelle talked about that phrase, a narrow escape, earlier, and we thought it would be fun to teach you a different way to use the phrase. You can change that adjective narrow into an adverb. So you could say they escaped narrowly, and now escape becomes a verb.
Or they narrowly escaped. And this is just a situation in which you escape danger, but just barely.
Exactly. Okay, so has that ever happened to you where you just narrowly escaped something? Well, yeah, that actually happened to me in high school. Mm-hmm. I was doing something I shouldn't have done with my friend. We were lighting things on fire, and we shouldn't have done that. In a building. And we saw this person coming, but they didn't see us. And we just found a door. At the last minute, we found a door on the side, and we escaped the building. We would have gotten into a lot of trouble. We would have deserved the trouble. I'm not encouraging you to do this, but I will say that we narrowly escaped from that person.
Got it. Thank you for sharing that story and great use of the phrase narrowly escaped. Well, we continue. The hunter went back to get Turtle, but he found him gone. There is magic at work here, he said to himself. Let's talk about that phrase, at work. If something is at work, that just means that there is something going on that kind of has this effect of some sort.
Yeah, usually when I see this phrase at work, I think of somebody who is working at a company or somewhere else. You know, you're doing your job, you're at work. But like Rebecca said in our lesson, it means something a little different. So magic is at work here in our lesson. So we could use abstract ideas like this with this phrase. So for example, sometimes we talk about, oh, that's a terrible situation. It seems like evil is at work here. Or the opposite, well, goodness really is at work in that situation. There was a miracle.
That's right. But in our lesson, we're talking about how magic is at work. So what does the hunter do? Well, then he dashed out of the forest to never come back. I think that he probably got frightened.
Yeah. Yeah, what's going on in the forest today? How come these animals seem to be helping each other? He didn't, you know, he's like you, Rebecca. This is a story about animals. He thinks that animals can't act like humans in a friendly way like this.
Well, I mean, if I were him, I probably would be a little concerned too, especially if I'm looking at a deer and then all of a sudden a crow lands on the deer's head.
Yeah.
And then the deer plays dead.
Yeah, that's eerie. That's odd. It's weird.
It's really strange.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, dun, dun, dun. And then the turtle escapes.
The turtle escapes. Now everybody has escaped. All the animals have escaped. The hunter leaves the forest to never come back again. There was magic in the forest that day. But not just any old magic. Our lesson says that magic is called friendship.
Aww.
Friendship. This story just makes me feel so happy. I have warm fuzzies inside, Rebecca.
Oh, friendship. Friendship is very important and a very special, special gift. May you always be blessed with magic that comes from having good friends. And I think that that's a really good point, and the story does make this point. When you have good friends, if you're in trouble, your friends should be there to help you out of your bad situation.
Well, right. But back to the story. I mean, it ends in such a nice, happy way. It had a happy ending. Some people might even say it's kind of cheesy, you know, it's just because it's really happy, but it's kind of a feel-good story, right, Rebecca?
Oh, a feel-good story, yes. You know, when I'm not in the best of mood or best of spirits, I enjoy reading feel-good stories. That's basically just a story that makes you feel really good. It has a happy ending. Maybe things happen in the story that kept you on the edge of your seat, but everything works out.
Yeah, and, you know, usually we use this phrase to talk about a story in contrast to other types of stories and movies. You know, I love dramas, and there's a lot of movies out there that are really serious, and maybe they don't have the happiest of endings. And so when we talk about a feel-good story, is kind of like the opposite. It's like maybe there's some bad stuff that happened, but everything is just so happy in the end. Everyone lived happily ever after, just like Cinderella.
Oh, and I like Cinderella. That's a great story. Feel-good story. Well, right now, friends, it's time for us to review today's lesson with a review skit.
A feel-good review skit.
As always.
Four good friends lived in the forest near a lake. Mouse, turtle, deer, and crow.
Caw, caw, that's me.
Yes, every day the friends met and told interesting stories.
That's what friends do.
But one day, deer did not show up.
Oh, no.
Her friends were concerned.
Because I saw a hunter that morning.
Maybe deer was hurt. Mouse told Crow to see if he could find her.
So I flew over the forest, and there she was!
Caught in a trap made of ropes.
Oh, no! I flew back to get my friends so we could help Deer escape.
When they reached Deer, Mouse began to chew the ropes with her teeth.
And I pecked at the ropes with my beak.
Turtle helped Deer stay calm. All the friends helped.
Of course! Caw, caw! Friends help each other.
Oh, no! Just then the hunter came to check his trap.
Whoa! We all left in a hurry.
Well, except for Turtle. He was kind of slow.
My trap is empty, the hunter said. But a turtle is better than nothing.
Oh, no!
Turtle soup! But wait! Deer ran ahead of the hunter and pretended to be dead.
Caw, caw! The hunter observed Deer and put Turtle down.
Then Mouse chewed the rope off Turtle's feet, and they ducked into the forest. Deer ran away.
And I flew away. Woo! We were all safe. What a narrow escape.
Yes. Oh, and about the hunter, he dashed out of the forest, never to return. He thought it was magic.
It was magic. Caw, caw. The magic of friendship.
Yes.
Cool, cool.
Well, what a great way to end a feel-good story with a feel-good review skit. Now, Rebecca, what do you need to do to have friends like this? Like, you know, Crow, Turtle, Mouse, and Deer.
I'm glad that you asked, Gabe. If you want to have good friends like this, I feel like the best thing you can do is to be a good friend. You can't expect other people to be a good friend to you if you yourself aren't willing to make sacrifices for your friends.
I like that. I think the focus should always be, what can I do for others, not how many friends do I have? Who can help me out? Very good point. Well, friends, thank you for joining us today. We will see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.